2017 will be remembered as the year of the moon cut a path between the Earth and the Sun. And in a galaxy not so far away, Sitkins had to leave the cloudy rainforest of home in order to catch a glimpse of totality. Some, like Brant Brantman and Cindy Edwards, even took to the sky, watching the solar eclipse during a flight.
You know when you were a little kid laying in the field looking up at the stars, you just felt so teeny-weeny?
Space travel has a funny way of putting things in perspective, reminding us of our size in the grand scheme of things. And as I look back on 2017, I see countless stories of impossible but important journeys. Epic excursions, tracing the wildest route from point A to point B you can imagine. Two polar yachts attempted to reach the North Pole to shine a light on melting sea ice. The crew of the Cutter Maple cruised the Northwest Passage, and a pair of adventurers fulfilled a lifelong dream of walking the length of Baranoff Island. I'm talking about Dan Evans.
Sometimes bear trails end up being tunnels through the brush.
Mm-hmm. And Eric Speck.
I remember sticking,
in the rain.
I remember sticking my hand in a pile of fresh bear and just turning around to Eric and saying, bear
Oprah declared it her year of adventure.
Here in Alaska.
And while she didn't venture into town, NPR legend Melissa Block did, lending her smooth cadence to the marine weather forecast on Raven News.
Rain. Lows around 40, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour with gusts to around 25.
Summer was soggy in southeast, but that didn't deter former Alaskan Keith Brady from pursuing the job of municipal administrator.
The rain and the smell of the salt air and the foliage just brought back a lot of memories for me.
The Utah County Commissioner was hired by the Sitka Assembly after a months-long search to replace Mark Gorman. This year saw Sitkins venture to the far corners of planet Earth, but also back in time. Air Station Sitka celebrated its 40th anniversary, having saved over 2,000 lives on land and sea. And it was the 70th anniversary of Mount Edgecombe High School, which Gil Truitt said saved his life too. Orphaned at 14, Truitt was part of the first class of students.
To me, that was really the beginning of my life, because I saw what a boarding school could be and what it could do.
But the crowning milestone of this year had to be the sesquicentennial, the 150th anniversary of the transfer of Alaska from Russia to the United States. That history was made in Sitka and has long been commemorated here. In a blue uniform beneath a blue sky this October 18th, Harvey Brant narrated the reenactment atop Castle Hill.
It was an unusually fine day like this. Maybe not quite as nice as this.
But the day does not inspire those same feelings for everyone. For the first time, the Kiksati people publicly mourned Alaska Day. Dion Brady Howard led the ceremony to mark the 150th anniversary of the day their land was lost.
Anytime race relations are brought up, too often people of color are told how we should and shouldn't feel.
Beating a drum, the group sang sorrowing songs at the bottom of Castle Hill while the formal ceremony was taking place on top. The sesquicentennial landed squarely amid national conversations around race and reconciling American history. Conversations percolating on the margins were suddenly out in front, and conflict sometimes followed. 2017 saw white nationalists clash with counter-protesters in Charlottesville over the fate of a Confederate monument. And in response, Sitkins held a candlelight vigil for a counter-protester struck by a vehicle, organized by Hannah Guggenheim.
No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or religion. People must learn to hate. And if they learn to hate, then they can be taught to love.
But people can't always be taught to agree. The events in Charlottesville sparked an online debate about Sitka's own controversial statue, a pensive Alexander Baranov cast in bronze. He's a Russian merchant and namesake of the island. The statue was donated to the city in the spirit of commerce, but for culture bearer Louise Brady, Learning her history has distilled the statue into a symbol of something else entirely.
Of epidemics, of assimilation, of bad policy, and destruction of a way of life.
The ayes are 49, the nays are 51.
Even the federal health care debate came home to Sitka when Senator Lisa Murkowski stepped off a plane hours after defying the Republican Party and casting a critical vote against the Senate's skinny repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
And it reminded me of the old Ted Stevens phrase that he would use. He would say, "To hell with politics, just do what's right for Alaska."
Murkowski spoke to local reporters after touring Mount Edgecombe Hospital, which the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium wants to expand. Speaking of healthcare, the future of Sitka's two hospitals was the political lightning rod of the year. While Search and Sitka Community began with talks of collaboration, an outside consultant advised merger. Search made an offer. The assembly was poised to consider it until the city learned of its $35 million pension liability. And hotel proprietor Rob Petrie showed interest in buying the hospital himself.
You don't have to be a doctor. You just have to have the abilities to make this type of business work.
Petrie's unexpected offer made the assembly pump the brakes and reconsider the process. They'll soon open the door for any party to make an offer on the hospital. That could be for purchase or a lease, but the assembly would entertain some kind of partnership or affiliation as well. And the collaboration between the hospitals that was inconceivable in the boardroom, it's happening anyway, in the delivery room. As a cost-saving measure, the Sitka Community Hospital Board voted to close their obstetrics ward in the spring. Physicians will instead deliver babies at Search. Several mothers spoke against this plan. Camilla Pfeiffer told the board this could deteriorate the hospital's patient base.
The labs you have to get done, the x-rays you have to get done, ultrasounds, all the postpartum, well, child checks, you know, like, you're not going to want to switch back and forth.
But switch back and forth is exactly what pregnant parents are expected to do when the time comes for their baby to be born. 2017 has been so much about this, making the journey not to another galaxy, but across the bridge, across the aisle, and across the fiscal gap. Sometimes it works. Last year saw much agonizing at City Hall about how to pay for the Blue Lake Dam. Utility Director Brian Bertacci suggested something new, a seasonal electric rate that's higher in the summer and lower in the winter. More commercial customers came online this year, an upward trend Bertacci took quick note of.
Starting in March, we've seen almost every month extra usage. And so if there's more additional income, that lowers rates for everybody in the long haul.
With all hope, this will stabilize the city's electric fund into the future. Some journeys, however, did not culminate in a return. China is tightening import rules for trash, which has given some of Sitka's recyclable plastics and paper no place to go. And poor ocean survival saw king salmon runs at historic lows. The state issued an emergency closure of all commercial and sport fishing of Chinook in August. The event was unprecedented for a fish that Alaska Trollers Association Director Dale Kelly says is worth its weight in gold.
You know, the financial cost of no king salmon for the troll fleet, we just don't easily recover from that.
And Sitka will become the epicenter of the Chinook debate, as well as proposals to restrict the herring catch when the State Board of Fish meets in January. Despite the challenges, 2017 did have some moments where things went according to plan, or better. A hotel opened downtown in a tourist season with an uptick in cruise ship passengers. And when the legislature proposed cutting Alaska's education budget, Sitka High students staged a walkout.
This is not the solution to the problem. This will only create more problems and hurt Alaska's education. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah!
That's one of the organizers, Elias Erickson, who at the age of 18, later ran for the Sitka School Board and won a seat.
It is far from over.
Much more rain to come. There have been more.
When natural disasters struck, Sitkins got involved. Piloting a helicopter over Texas airspace, Lieutenant Commander Ray Jamros remembered retrieving one woman from the floodwaters of Hurricane Harvey.
We hoisted
her up, and as soon as we lift her up, the air mattress blew away.
And when Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, Sickens with family sent funds and supplies. Raven Radio shipped one of two Radio to Go kits to restore public broadcasting to Cadena Radio in Mayagüez. La Fontaine Oliver, general manager of WMFE in Orlando, flew down to get it installed.
Public radio is kind of a big family. So I started making calls.
Here's a clip from the station's social media page. Stories of global consequence can send ripple waves to our shores, as can the loss of one individual affect the lives of many. The Sitka Courthouse this year was a gathering place for family and friends of Allie Clayton. Clayton was 28 years old when she was allegedly murdered by her boyfriend, Ruben Yerkes, now 40, who remains in jail after turning himself in. While the trial will potentially take place outside of Sitka, those here will still be grappling with Clayton's death and honoring her memory. Spanish teacher Ariel Starbuck spoke with KCAW about what she remembered of her former student.
Organized, motivated, funny, would wrinkle her nose when she didn't like something.
And intrepidly follow through when she did. Early in her teaching career, Starbuck says Clayton helped her plan a class trip to Costa Rica. They did the zip line, hiked to a volcano and waterfalls. She credits Clayton for showing her that international travel with students was possible.
I've done 11 trips with high school kids, and I'll, you know, thanks for Allie for encouraging that.
All journeys, whether through space or back in time, must eventually come home. 2017 came to a close as the curtain fell on jellyfish in tutus and dancing crabs, when the Home of Alaska inspired Sitka's local version of the Nutcracker. This was the 10th production by the Fireweed Dance Guild, and the last bow for Don Lehman in his role as Father Herring.
You know, this has got to be the best Nutcracker per capita anywhere.
Proving that you don't always need to leave the rock to be taken far, far away. From all of us at Raven Radio, may your 2018 be filled with adventure, and we wish you a happy new year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.